Pastor Tony, how do we know the Bible is accurate?
One of the ways that we can be sure that the Bible is accurate is by testing it. I think that any book that claims to contain absolute truth should be tested, and should be. And the more it upholds to the relevance of the importance of your life, the more heavily it should be tested. The Bible makes clear some very clear things. First of all, it makes clear that that it has a grasp of things beyond our time-space continuum as we know it. For instance, the Bible itself is able to give prophecies in regards to things that are even in some cases more than 2,000 years in advance, telling us about the current situation of things, whether it be the way that people communicate, whether it be the way that we spend money, whether it be the type of person by name, for that matter, that will actually wind up making certain decrees and what decrees they will make. And even from then, a specific amount of time to the day of a time when the Messiah would come. Every bit of that is prophesied to the point where it is so accurate that people tend to make the claim that are skeptics would make the claim that these things were written after the fact, because no one could have that type of information and be that accurate. Another thing, of course, is its complete consistency. Though it's 66 books by over 40 different authors, written over 1,000 miles in total area, and yet in the midst of all of that, it becomes to be one single message comprised of, really, in all honesty, one author using at least 40 different people holding the pen. And what we have, for instance, in that is a good example of that is we have the four Gospels, where there are people that say that the Bible is so inconsistent, or these are so inconsistent, and yet for three of those Gospels that are called the Synoptic Gospels or the similar Gospels, someone will make up something called Q, which is some manuscript that people claim that all the three Gospels were written from, that they all came from the same source. But no one has a Q. There's no Q in some library somewhere or in some museum. It's because someone has come to the conclusion that these are so similar and that their facts are so correlated that clearly they must have all come from the same source. Well, I'll agree with that. The source is God Himself. Now, the reason I say that is that when you take a look at other books, you will find that they're self-defeating. And even great authors often will introduce a character and then defeat him somewhere in the middle of the story by their development in regards to whether it's emphasis in the conflict or in heightening the particular tension that is involved. And yet what we find is that God is the master author here, that the message has always been the same from the beginning to the end of it, and that is that God is in love with human beings. He created them to be with him, and he would do anything to be with them other than usurp their ability to make the choice to do so themselves.